Okay, my headphones are charged, so we're good.
Okay, let me okay, I can't hear myself
Hold
anymore.
on, I
Perfect.
didn't actually
Oh.
fucking
Well, I
switch
couldn't.
to them yet.
Oh, I'm
God
sorry,
damn.
bitch. I'm just trying to make sure that you could hear me.
I can
I couldn't
now.
hear
We're
myself.
good.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, apparently since fucking Brick3PO has a working body now, he doesn't want to be here with us anymore. He wants to explore the real world. So we got one of his droid companions to come by today to do the topic for the show. Since this season, we're going to be doing a randomized topic by Brick3PO. In this case, we're going to be using SO1A, or as we call him, Sola. He's going to be picking our topic for today.
Hello, I am Sola, and I am jealous of Brick's legs. I really wish I had legs now, but here I am answering questions and asking questions about Star Wars. Speaking of,
Meet more. See.
the topic is bounty hunters.
All right, so thank you for
Back to the scrap heap with me.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Godspeed and good luck.
I will crawl as fast as I can.
Thanks, Sola.
No problem.
God damn it, I be picking the wrong intro song. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. God damn, I've been fucking up. Like, Brick3PO misses a day in the fucking intro with the wrong song. God damn it. But hey, everyone, welcome to The Force Unscripted. I am your host with the most, but no toast. It's your boy Nikita here with my wonderful co-host, Winchy and Exotic. What's up, boys?
What's up?
What up?
Brick3PO's not here today, so we had our friend SO1A or Sola do our random topic for the day, our unscripted topic, and we got bounty hunters. So there's quite a bit to talk about. Apparently, Exotic doesn't like bounty hunters as much as I thought he did. So he's just a hater in always. Just always a hater.
I've mentioned one bounty hunter in like one episode, and you think I'm in love with him now?
I know you have no proof of that. That wasn't my claim. I just knew you had a bounty hunter that you liked, and you were like, "I don't like any bounty hunters. They're all trash, garbage."
Basically,
Bounty hunters are the skeleton crew of the Star Wars universe.
don't know if they're that bad.
What the fuck? All right, well, I have quite a few bounty hunters that I like. One of my favorites, I think the top two for me is Boba Fett and Cad Bane. I was really happy to see them in the Book of Boba Fett, even though the Book of Boba Fett wasn't my most favorite series, but like in the Legends timeline, it's clear that like Boba Fett is just the best bounty hunter, like bar none. There's no competition. But I think that like I don't think that holds true in the canon timeline, in the canon timeline necessarily. And so like my favorite from canon is definitely Cad Bane. I the only motherfucker that I know of that like talks smack back to Palpatine and lives to tell the tale. That's big points in my book.
Say so the only gripe I have with Cad Bane is the stupid little fucking robot that follows him around. That dude annoys the fuck out of me.
It's like AZ something, right?
I have no idea.
Or no, AZ was the one that helped Omega or
Toto.
Omega.
Toto
Toto?
360. Yep. I think
That he
his
was
voice.
okay.
Yeah. His voice is like only second of most annoying voices in Star Wars to Zero the Hutt.
Where do you rate Jar Jar in that?
Number three.
No, that's his big three. I know how to get on his fucking nerves.
You do that, like, you don't even have to try to do that.
Look, I knew your ass was gonna say some smart ass shit like that. But yeah, I like Boba Fett and Cad Bane the most for sure. I think that like my number three would definitely be IG-88, especially after reading, I was telling you guys, I forget what episode that was, but about IG-88 basically possessing the second Death Star and being like super close to the entire like galaxy being under control of droids, but the second Death Star got blown up because the rebellion had to win. So I still like his story.
I actually saw something on Reddit today, that was talking about like why Boba Fett. There's always a post about, like, why was Boba Fett beaten so easily at the Sarlacc pit? And obviously people were saying, like, well, originally he wasn't some badass Mandalorian super bounty hunter. He was just Boba Fett. And likewise, IG-88 was initially just a droid puppet. And then it, you know, went on to almost control the Death Star and the entire galaxy.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why I love Legends, too, because especially like the early books took on these characters that we got like a few glimpses of from the original trilogy and like really expanded upon them. Like for the most part, like in the beginning, Lando had like the good amount of Legends content was about him and Han. So, I mean, and that makes sense, too, because people want to know like what went down between Han and Lando to, you know, make Lando betray him. And, you know, how did Han become this fucking scruffy looking nerf herding scoundrel that we see in the first trilogy?
How did he win the Millennium Falcon from him playing Sabacc?
Yeah. So I've always liked the expansion upon these characters. IG-88 got expanded upon quite a bit of Legends because he comes back in the Young Jedi Knight series. And, you know, like, then you see Han Solo's kids having to pit themselves against IG-88, the bounty hunter that almost collected their dad and brought him to Darth Vader in the first place. What's your big three, Winchy?
Big three dislikes or big three bounty hunters?
I mean, you can give me either or, but I was talking about likes. I'm down to hear your big three dislikes, though. I love being a hater, and so does Exotic.
Well, I mean, you were number one on my list.
I'm not a bounty hunter.
We were just talking about Exotic's three most disliked voices. That's why I was asking. But for bounty hunters...
God damn it, I hate you.
What?
I'm your most disliked voice.
I really thought you were going to get that.
No. What the
fuck? I didn't know I was going to have to explain the joke to you.
Yeah, because I just be chilling and I catch a stray for no fucking reason. So when I realize what it is, I'm just like, what the fuck?
Well, there's plenty of reasons.
God damn it. Y'all are toxic.
But favorites, I mean, I do love Boba Fett from Legends because he did do so many badass things. But canon, Din Djarin, I really like. I think he's pretty good at his job. And, I mean, I think Ara Singh is cool, but just because she has a sniper rifle, not because I think Ara Singh is cool, just the sniper rifle.
I also forget that with, like, canon timeline and play, Asajj Ventress counts as a bounty hunter, doesn't she?
Oh, shit. Yeah. There you go. That's my number three. You see her in the Bad Batch? That's my number three.
She could get it in the Bad Batch. Whew. Wait, so Exotic, I know who your favorite is, but do you have any others that you like?
Well, who's my favorite?
I thought it was Dirge.
No.
Who's your fucking favorite?
I mean, it's a running joke, so you should already know this by now.
It's a running joke. Who?
Chrysanthem?
Who?
Okay, I mean, he was a gladiator first, but yeah.
Oh, the Wookiee. Oh, I should have known.
Yeah.
The fucking.
you should have known.
Yeah. It goes him, Dirge, and then, fuck, I can't remember this guy's name. The guy with the fucking, like, Liu Kang hat. Fuck.
Oh, the dude from the Clone Wars that could, like, fucking throw it and shit. Oh, fuck, what was his name?
I can't fucking remember his name.
Of course, the episode where we can't remember shit, our fact checker isn't here.
I don't remember that guy.
Imbo!
Imbo, yeah. Yeah, he's my number three. Just because of that Clone Wars episode where he was fucking beating down people, just fucking tossing his hat at people. That shit was amazing.
Didn't he, like, fuck up Anakin at one scene or something like that?
He fucked up a lot of shit. But I just really enjoyed, like, that little group with Baby Boba in that little arc in the Clone Wars.
So, I guess this one is more of, like, a philosophical kind of political question. Well, not really political, but, like, I wanted to pick you guys' brain on this. Do you think... in a galaxy that large with, you know, trillions upon trillions of life forms on different planets scattered out light years away from each other, do you think that the role of bounty hunter is necessary in such a large, you know, like, living community?
I don't know that it's necessary, but I feel like it's inevitable. Because with a galaxy that large, there's just no way you can police the entire thing effectively at all. It's too big. There's too many places to go, too many places to hide. So, yeah, there's always going to be, this guy stole from me, the cops didn't do anything, because guess what? There are no cops. I need somebody to get my shit back. It's either a hired killer or it's a, you know, hired kidnapper.
See, I like the way you worded that, where you said, I don't know if it's necessary, but it seems inevitable. And, like, I guess, like, viewing it in that way, do you see bounty hunters as more of, like, vigilantes that are outside of the law? Or do you think that even if it's a bounty hunter, they should still be, you know, like, tied to the laws of whatever system they're currently in? Or do you just consider the whole thing, like, an illegal prospect?
I mean, it depends on the location. We have bounty hunters in the U.S. right now.
All the bounty hunter.
And then, see, I don't know if they're necessarily inside the law in Star Wars either.
Yeah, I think it's more of like a black market type beat.
Or like a we look the other way kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like you do solid for me and I won't arrest you.
Well, but like, is that really the case? Because like, I mean, in Empire Strikes Back, though I guess no one's going to fucking say no to Vader, but he does like in front of many Imperial officers conscript bounty hunter, much to the disdain of his crew, who even like point out, you know, like, why do we need scum like that?
I guess it might just be like on like a case-by-case basis, because in that episode of the Clone Wars that we were talking about, that one little fucking village actually hired the bounty hunters just to come protect them. So,
and I mean, most of the like jobs and stuff came from the bounty hunters guild, right? So there's some form of like vetting process that's like, oh, this is not just an assassination of a, you know, high value political target. It's actually, you know, killing somebody because they killed your brother, or it's, you know, they stole shit from you. So, you know, bring them in alive and I want my shit back. That kind of thing. Arrest them, freeze them in carbonite. I'm sure there's some vetting that goes on.
Yeah, it's basically, I guess so.
It's basically just like another occupation that somebody can take up.
Yeah. So they're very much like bordering the law. And, like, maybe some of their weapons have some modifications that they aren't supposed to. Or their ship isn't actually in the Imperial Registry. Whatever it might be, right? So there are things that they're doing that are definitely outside or on the very edge of the law. And, yeah, I think the policing forces just kind of overlook that unless they cause a big disturbance or, like, go after someone important.
I see what you guys are saying. I was always curious about that because, like, it feels like a gray area, like, not just in the books, but also in, like, the media. It just feels like sometimes it's allowed, other times it's frowned upon. And, you know, then there's that weird case of, like, people just wanting a vigilante to give them the justice that they didn't get from the, you know, like, the appropriate means. So bounty hunters definitely, at least as Star Wars is concerned, I can't say that this would apply, like, say, if, like, Earth was part of, like, a galactic confederate, right? Like, I think that it's, bounty hunters are necessary to kind of maintain more peace in an already very chaotic galaxy.
Yeah, and it's also, I mean, if it's mostly, like, Outer Rim stuff, it could entirely be controlled by the criminal syndicates, in which case, none of that conversation mattered.
Don't bounty hunters fall outside of the crime syndicate's like pool? Like, I understand that crime syndicates probably have some bounty hunters, but you see like the Hutts and Crimson Dawn hiring bounty hunters for different things too.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is like the bounty hunters guild mainly functions in their territory. They're neutral and nobody fucks with the main like guild because you don't want the entire bounty hunters guild after you. And the other criminal syndicates who rely on those bounty hunters. So it's like a, you know, agreed upon thing, don't fuck with the guild. And then they're just based in the Outer Rim. Sometimes they take jobs in the Inner Rim, and that's dangerous, which is why, you know, ships like Din's don't have the Imperial registration. That works out for him because he doesn't get flagged. But like, you know, that makes sense, right? That they would mainly be Outer Rim. I mean, most of the bounty hunter activity we see is Outer Rim, maybe 90% of it. The only time they ever come into Coruscant was like when Cad Bane came in.
You know, you would know the answer to this question, and I kind of want to pick your brain on this part, too. Do you feel like Mandalorian culture inherently sets them up to be bounty hunters? Because, like, you see yes. the stories of, like, yeah, like, the Skyrata clan, and then even Bad Batch goes on a stint of being bounty hunters for a while. And, like, I understand that they have the training necessary to be good bounty hunters, but what part of Mandalorian culture kind of sets them up for that?
Well, okay, think about it this way. You have an entire culture of warriors, right? Like, that's all they are is warriors. The farmers will beat your ass. The nurses will beat your ass. The old grandpa will beat your ass. But they don't like beating each other's ass all the time, right? So what does a warrior people do instead of fight amongst themselves? They get paid to fight other people. They get paid to do what they're good at. It's just a, like, natural course for their kind of culture.
That being said, so, you know, like, at least as far as, like, what I know about Mandalorian culture is, like, the Mandalorian hate boners for Jedi, you know, and Jedi typically seem like the antithesis of Mando values and just Mandalorians in general. Do you think that the role of, like, a Jedi protector, a Jedi guardian, is counter to bounty hunters? Because I feel like even Jedi to some degree are vigilantes, like conscripted ones, or quote unquote conscripted for the order. But, like, do you think that Jedi more align with bounty hunters, or do you think that they more align as, like, the foil to bounty hunters? And that goes for you too, exactly. I kind of want to hear your opinion on that as well.
I mean, Jedi are essentially a mercenary people as well. Like, what does the Order do? They send Jedi to remote towns, regions, planets, whatever, to solve problems and do research and that kind of thing. Like, they send you to somebody's village because a ghost, quote-unquote, showed up and, like, stole all your money. Whatever it is, right? They send Jedi places for so many stupid reasons. And maybe it's for free, but it's a transactional thing. It's like, hey, we promote the Jedi as, like, good people, and we, you know, disapprove of Sith and the dark side. And in return, you make our plants grow faster. Like, you can't hire a Jedi to go hunt someone down and kill them for you. You can hire a Mando to do that, but you could hire a Mando and a Jedi at the same time, one to hunt down the guy that burned your crops, and the Jedi to grow the crops in your field.
Yeah, I guess that goes back to, like, me saying it's like a case-on-case basis. Because, like, if you look at Jedi, whenever they go to help somebody, they're just kind of just doing a quote-unquote job, even though they're not getting paid for it. They're just being like, oh, we're going to go here, help here. And it's just like, that's how some of the bounty hunter jobs went as well. Like, not all of the jobs for them were to hunt somebody down. Sometimes it was to help us fucking get rid of these wild fucking beasts that are destroying our land or some shit. So it's not really like all the time just hunting and killing somebody or capturing them, bringing them back. It's just looking to finish a job to assist, like, somebody else.
Because it's what you were born and raised to do, or kidnapped and mind-washed into doing.
So then I guess this is, I mean, and of course it's no shock that we'd get off topic, but I really want to know, and this is more of like a Mando Jedi question, like, what is it that makes Jedi such an antithesis to Mandos in general? Because from the bounty hunter aspect of things, the mercenary aspect of things, it sounds like they would align in certain things. Is it just ideology, or, you know, what is it that causes the tension, I guess?
Well, let's look at the perfect example of this, the Battle of Galadron. At the Battle of Galadron, prior to it, Jango and his boys, the true Mandalorians, were hired by the governor of, was it Concord Dawn?
I think it was Concord Dawn.
It was either that or Concordia. They were hired to put down rebels, like a rebel faction was, quote-unquote rebels, by the way. A rebel group was supposedly, you know, causing civil unrest and attacking, you know, civilians and whatnot. It was really all just set up by the Death Watch to get the Jedi to come and kill Jango so that they didn't have to do it because they couldn't kill Jango. He was too good. And so the governor hires Jango to go clear out the rebels. They thought it was a fishy job. And so when Jango went to collect payment, he went alone and all the boys stayed at their camp. And then the governor called the Jedi and he said, hey, there's a group of Mandalorians killing our civilians. Please come protect us and deal with the Mandalorians. And so the Jedi came thinking that Jango and crew were killing innocent people. And instead of, you know, trying to talk it out or anything, they go apeshit on him and kill all of Jango's friends. And then Jango gets back because he was not there when the Jedi showed up, sees his best friend die, and then kills, like, what, 7 Jedi with his bare hands before finally giving up.
Okay, so, but that's more of, like, them just being on two sides of one issue. Like, I'm talking so, more, like, a cultural
But think
thing.
About it, like, the Jedi, in this case, Dooku, they didn't try and, you know, peacefully resolve a situation. They immediately go to violence against Mandalorians. So it's a, both of us hate each other, right? The, and like, that's something a bounty hunter group would get hired to do, is maybe kill some people that are causing problems, or maybe you hire them to get rid of a quote-unquote terrorist organization in your city, that kind of thing. So they may be killing people, and the Jedi are like, hey, don't be freaking killing people. Like, put them in carbonite or something, right? Like, go through the justice system, the legal system. That's how they're going to come at odds, right? Hiring a bounty hunting group to be your bodyguards, the Jedi aren't going to have any problem with that because they're, like, hired to protect senators and stuff sometimes, right? But, you know, getting hired to kill people, that's where the Jedi draw the line.
Okay, I see what you're saying, though. I got it. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
All in all, it's just like, if you're doing something bad, a Jedi are gonna hate you. And, I mean, the Jedi and Mandalorians have kind of have a history with each other of fighting, so it kind of just makes sense on why one wants to go after the other, perma.
I guess that's one of the reasons why Jedi Mandalorians are so badass. Or Mandalorian Jedis. Does it matter which one goes first?
Yes.
Be a Mandalorian Jedi because you're a Mandalorian first, because you're born into it?
Not necessarily.
Well, the Mandalorian Jedis we know of.
Bard and Jusik.
That I know of. How about that? I don't know what that
is. Bard was
Oh, I'll let you take this one. This is your. No, no, this is your topic, buddy.
Barden was a Padawan at the start of the Clone Wars, and graduated to full knighthood. And then throughout the course of the Clone Wars, realized that the Jedi were a corrupt organization to whatever extent, and didn't like how they were using basically child soldiers in a war, and they didn't have any rights. And the Jedi were just kind of okay with it. And so he left the Jedi Order and joined the Skyrata clan. There's a whole lot of, like, you know, sweet-talking him to get him to join the Mandalorians in there. But eventually he did.
So he goes from one group that uses child soldiers to another?
Uh-huh.
That don't make no sense.
Yeah, it does. I definitely sided with Barden on that. Also, that makes me, okay. Could you consider Jaina a Mandalorian?
No.
Just trained by Mandalorians?
For, like, a week.
Okay, it was like a month and a half, but
yeah, no, she's not.
Okay, so if a Mandalorian considers you family, does that make you a Mandalorian?
Ooh, no, because Cal considered Barden family before he became a Mandalorian.
But that's why he became a Mandalorian, though, because he was considered family. Yes.
He became a Mandalorian because he liked the values of Skarada's family, yes, but I wouldn't say he just became a Mandalorian because they considered him family. They considered lots of people family that went and even lived at Kyremarat, but didn't ever, you know, fully drink the Kool-Aid, wear the armor, that kind of thing.
Not the Kool-Aid! Are you saying Mandalorians are a cult?
The Children of the Watch certainly are.
The reason why I asked that thing about family is because, you know, like, Kandor is considered Revan like family. So I was wondering, could you make the case that Revan was a Mandalorian Jedi?
Revan was much closer than Jaina ever was.
I'll agree with that for sure.
I mean, Revan wore a Beskar mask.
Was Revan's mask Beskar?
Yes.
Now that I didn't know.
Didn't he steal it from a Mandalorian?
Uh-huh, he did.
And then he tossed Mandalore the Ultimate's mask into fucking oblivion and scattered the entire culture.
He brought them back together.
Yes, but if you solve a problem that you created, did you really do any good?
You admitted that you fucked up.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. I'm trying to think of other bounty hunters that I really like that I'm not thinking of right now. I know we mentioned Aura Singh and Asajj Ventress, who are kind of like dark side force user bounty hunters. Are there any other ones that we're like missing up that are, that should definitely be a part of this conversation?
I mean, are the little droid and the little duo, are they a bounty hunting group or are they a mercenary?
You're talking about TK and the other dude? I think they're more, okay, so first off, I really don't know the distinction of like a mercenary and a bounty hunter, but I think they're more mercenaries. A bounty hunter is a type of mercenary, but a mercenary isn't necessarily a bounty hunter, right? Is that how the distinction goes? Or are they just the same thing?
So mercenaries are more like direct for hire. Bounty hunters go through the guild. They work off contracts. So they're definitely mercs. Yeah. Now you can be both, but yeah, the mercenaries are like direct hire.
Isn't that technically where Boba falls? Because doesn't he say fuck off to the guild like when he has that fucking beef with Bossk and shit?
Yeah. I mean, he's both. He's always been both, but he's a Mandalorian. If a Mandalorian becomes a bounty hunter, then they are both, because Mandalorians are mercenaries, for the most part, at least in Legends. In canon, it's different. In canon, had a weird hippie phase.
Does the Mando group count as a guild?
When they're united under, like, a leader, when there is a Mandalore, yeah, because they're an entire sector, they have their own government. And if you want to hire Mandalorians, typically, unless it's like one-offs, one or two, right? If you want to hire a big group of Mandalorians, you go through the Mandalore. Because if you go through any of the chieftains, they go through the Mandalore. They tell them, Mandalore's first. And if they don't, well, I mean, you always can join the Death Watch.
Yeah, you're right. One other, you know, actually there is another, I mentioned him briefly just then, but like, Bossk is also another really good bounty hunter, but it's so funny his stories and legends, because he basically kind of has like a cartoonish relationship with Boba Fett, how Boba Fett just shows up at like the last second and thwarts his plans every time. And then we have like Zuckuss and Dengar, which Dengar has a bit of story in the Bounty Hunter Wars, but not really Zuckuss. You don't really hear much about Zuckuss or the Forlom. Like, they're also two bounty hunters that got notoriety from being in Empire Strikes Back, but I don't know much of them outside of Empire Strikes Back. Also, speaking of which, like, specifically with Forlom and Zuckuss, and I should have saved the packaging, I have video recordings of them, but like, there was a misprint, so the Forlom Kenner figure was listed as Zuckuss, and the Zuckuss Kenner figure was listed as Forlom, and I thought that was funny. It was a misprint.
Those are worth money.
Well,
you fool.
I didn't realize. So, too bad. So sad, I guess.
Imagine all the dinners you could have paid for. Yeah, for the most part, like, I don't really remember many other bounty hunters that stood out. Does the Mandalorian woman from SWTOR, does she count? Was she a bounty hunter, or was she just
She was a Mandalorian merc, I believe.
Okay. Then yeah, like, in the books, the only ones they really focus on are Boba.
Yeah, and like that little, what is like a 3-book series by K.W. Jeter, The Bounty Hunter Wars. There was also like a comic series that was about the Bounty Hunter Wars too. I don't know much too much about it, but
I mean, yeah. Technically, wasn't there a clone trooper that ended up becoming a bounty hunter after the Clone Wars?
Pretty sure a fuck ton of them did.
Yeah, there's like one like really popular one. Can't remember his name.
In Legends or canon?
Pretty sure it's considered Legends.
Bar?
I don't know, he had like a fucking like red mask, I think. Oh, fuck, what was his name?
Oh, the were those the runaway stormtroopers? Were they considered bounty hunters? Were they doing bounty hunting work, or was that mostly mercenary stuff?
Oh, you're talking about the fucking
yep,
Mara's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I think they were bounty hunter mercs. I think they were both.
Yeah, those guys were dope. I really liked their books.
At the bare minimum, they were for sure mercs. If you said that the bounty, like, to be a bounty hunter, you have to be a part of the guild, then they definitely weren't bounty hunters. They were for sure mercs, though.
And, I don't know what it takes to be part of the guild, either. Like, you could maybe just walk into a local headquarters, and just grab a fucking puck. I don't know if you have to, like, register or what. I mean, if you bring in the bounty.
I just feel like registering to a guild as a bounty hunter seems counterintuitive, because if, like, you know, the New Republic or the Empire knows that, like, oh, yeah, someone from this guild took this job, like, let's find them. Like, isn't that leaving, like, a paper trail?
I mean, yes. And that's why everyone went after Din Djarin when he reneged on the bounty and took the kid again.
Did you just say reneged?
Yeah.
I thought it was reneged.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure it's reneg. I've never heard it said reneged before.
I don't know that I've ever actually said it out loud before. That's just how I've read it in my head my whole life. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Okay. It was Kix. Kix. And I guess he didn't really end up becoming a bounty hunter, more of a, just a pirate, but that's who I was thinking of.
Are pirates considered bounty hunters? Because they're part of a guild. No. There's a pirates guild.
Yeah, but it's not the bounty hunters guild.
But they're a guild that goes after fucking loot and shit. I guess they don't get paid to do so. Yeah. Okay. Fair.
They are definitely on the opposite side of the law.
Stealing shit for fun? I can relate to a pirate.
Yeah, Kix was the one trooper I was thinking of. He ended up joining the Crimson Corsairs.
Clone Troopers were actually bounty hunters afterwards. Spar was, for sure. And what was the name of the one that they found on the planet that Fee got messed up?
There's are you talking about Gez? Gez Hoken? That dude?
No. I'm talking about the clone trooper. The arc. The one that went...
Oh! I know who you're talking about. Wait, what was the question about him?
Soul? He was doing bounty hunting work with Spar.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so I guess that means you don't have to be part of the guild to be considered a bounty hunter. But I guess that just kind of blurs the line between merc and bounty hunter more for me.
I mean, somebody has to have, like, a standardized, like, way of making or getting pucks. Like, somebody has to create the pucks that they give to people for bounty hunting. I know there weren't really pucks in Legends, but in canon, somebody has to make them. Somebody has to distribute them.
I don't know that there were pucks, but there were definitely, like, data chits. And stuff like that.
Yeah, they were dated. But, like, the pucks are a little different because they have, like, fobs. They have those little tracking fobs.
Oh, yeah, that definitely might have been just, like a canon-only thing. Because I can't remember anything like that in Legends.
They track people using their chain codes. That's how the fobs track them.
And I know for a fact that chain codes weren't a thing in Legends.
No. There were Imperial identification codes. But, yeah, chain codes were not a thing like that.
All right, guys. Well, that has been our episode on bounty hunters. I'm sad Brick3PO couldn't be here because we definitely had some fact check necessities here, but basically this is kind of how our main episodes are going to be going when we don't have like a topic for a show that's just recently come out. Is we'll just have Brick3PO or whatever bot is available on hand, whatever droid we have, you know, that can spare the time for us. They'll pick a random topic and we'll just come and we'll do our thing. But this has been The Force Unscripted. Make sure you follow us on all platforms wherever you get your podcast fix. Just simply The Force Unscripted. We're at Force Unscripted on not only Twitter, formerly known as X, but now I finally fucking went through and made our Instagram. We also have a Blue Sky now too, at Force Unscripted on all of those. So you can follow us. I updated some stuff. I did a little post for Valentine's Day on the IG, so go follow that if y'all have the time. But until next time, peace out, Girl Scouts. May the Force be with you, and thank y'all for watching.
Have a good one.
See y'all later.